Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer's Daily Observations Podcast. Today is Tuesday. It is the 29th of June, 2021. I'm your host, Kelly Gamma, and with me today for TV Tuesday, I have John Martellaro. Hi, John.
TV Tuesday. Yay. Nice to be here.
TV Tuesday. I'm always pleased to have you with me, and I'm always extra pleased when you and I get to record a podcast where we talk about stuff we're watching. So I want to catch up with you because I know one thing that you have enjoyed as far as making TV more interesting to watch is channels. I'm assuming you're talking about in the TV app.
Yeah, I like the channels in the TV app because all you have to do is click on it and you're subscribed. And it shows up in your subscriptions on your phone or your iPad. It's easy to cancel. And it's billed to your Apple ID credit card. Whereas if you download the app, you may have to enter a subscription data, name and address, and a username and password and all that jazz. Mm-hmm. And work within the app itself. And so it's, and how you cancel may be a little more difficult. So I like working within the channels. They're all right there. I've got Paramount Plus, Showtime. I've got Apple TV Plus. I've got Disney Plus. And now I've got a new one that I want to talk about.
Okay. Well, so let's get into that then.
We spent a lot of time during my convalescence watching Amazon Prime and Netflix. It became increasingly difficult to avoid what I call the art and science of extreme violence as entertainment. And when you're in the middle of a pandemic and you're in the middle of post-surgery, we were looking for things that uplifted our spirits a little more. And we got kind of tired of watching the straight Hallmark channel, which is just mostly romantic comedies. Mm-hmm. On DirecTV. And so I think I looked about a year ago for Hallmark movies and mysteries and didn't see it within the channels.
Okay.
A couple weeks ago or a month ago, I saw Hallmark Now. And I did a little Googling and research, and it turns out that in the Apple TV channels, Hallmark Now is basically Hallmark movies and mysteries. And these shows are a cut above. They're a little more higher quality production values, and they're a better mix, not just rom-coms, but mysteries and dramas and good movies. And so we started watching some of the Hallmark movies and mysteries. And I wanted to tell you about some of them.
That sounds fantastic. One thing I will say is that if you are interested in, I think they call it movies and mysteries. There is a cable channel that there's like the Hallmark channel, and then there's Hallmark movies and mysteries. And generally on TV, because I'm still one of those people with a cable subscription, one of the things that they regularly air on movies and mystery on the Hallmark movies and mysteries channel, or mysteries and movies, or whatever it's called, the one that says mystery in the title. A lot of times when you switch to that channel, a lot of times it's playing Murder, She Wrote. And I really like Murder, She Wrote. And so I just want to point that out for people who may be looking for a throwback.
We looked into it on DirecTV, and you have to call DirecTV and add it as another channel and pay for that.
Okay.
And it renews your subscription, and it's messy and unsavory. Whereas if it's an Apple TV channel, you just click once.
You just go, I want this one. Okay.
And it's easy to cancel.
Yep.
No muss, no fuss.
Yeah,
so
that's
one
great.
I've got three of them.
Okay.
One of them I like is called The Picture Perfect Mysteries.
Okay.
Starring Alexa Penavega, cute as a button, and her husband Carlos is the co-star. She plays a photographer, the Picture Perfect studio.
Okay.
And her real-life husband plays a detective. And because she's a photographer, she's always at weddings and events, and she gets embroiled in these mysteries. And there are three of them. And it's very good. Number two is the Aurora Tea Garden. Oh, back on Picture Perfect. It's got Paul McGillan, who played the physician in Stargate Atlantis.
Oh, okay.
He's one of my favorites. Anyway, on to the Aurora Tea Garden mysteries with Candace Cameron Bure, or Bure, and Mary Lou Henner.
All right.
And Lexa Doig. You may remember Lexa Doig from Andromeda, or as the team physician from Stargate after they killed off Tara Rothery.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And Aurora Teagarden, they call her Ro, is a librarian. And because she's a librarian and her mother's a real estate agent, she has ample opportunity to get mixed up in local mysteries and murders in her own
town.
All
manner of things, yeah.
Yes, and she's very aggressive and very physical, and things don't go always as you expect. It's not so cliched. You know, when somebody attacks her, she defends herself nicely. Yeah. And so that's pretty cool.
Okay. Now, I know there was one more that you wanted to talk about there, and that one was... Is one that actually has a pretty interesting main character, I think.
Well, number three, you mean?
Yes.
Number three is the Fixer Upper Mysteries, and that stars Jewel, the singer.
Okay.
And her co-star is Colin Ferguson. You may remember Colin Ferguson as the lead in Eureka.
Oh, right. Okay. Yeah.
And he plays an investigative reporter, and she plays a fixer-upper who does houses. And you may think it's difficult, and it is a little difficult, for somebody who does home remodeling to get involved in murder mysteries, but she manages to do it. In the first one, I think it was the first one, they were remodeling a house, and they found a dead body in the dumbwaiter.
Whoa.
So that launched a whole series of investigations.
All right. So
yeah.
Those all sound kind of interesting. Now, you did have one. I know somebody who remodels houses may not be somebody who gets embroiled in mysteries, but I also wouldn't think an iPhone would either.
No. Along with Hallmark Movies and Mysteries, I found a drama in the Drama Channel starring an iPhone. It's called Hello, It's Me. And it stars Kevin Smith, not Kevin, mm-hmm. but Kevin Smith. He's one of my favorite male actors. You may remember him as the robot policeman in Eureka.
Okay.
And he also stars in When Calls the Heart as the owner of the lumber factory.
Oh, okay.
He's just a brilliant actor. He's bright and he's outgoing and he's very, very easy to look at and listen to. He has a great personality. So this young mother has lost her husband in a boating accident. She has two children. And she has a video of her husband on the beach just before he died in the boating accident. And she keeps playing it back. And she keeps calling his old cell phone number and listening to his recording. And she becomes obsessed with trying to communicate with him. It sounds cheesy, but it's pretty well done. and she makes a lot of use of her iPhone. Unfortunately, there it's riddled with technical errors. It seems like people who film movies with iPhones as a secondary, you know, what would you call it? What's the word for a...
What do you mean?
A device that you have in a show.
Oh, a MacGuffin?
No, I mean the name for a tool that's secondary to a show.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
That one.
Yeah, but this one stars the iPhone, sort of. And so they make even more technical errors, but it's fun to watch. And he's a witch businessman, and he kind of falls for this widow and invests in her bakery because she's a master pastry chef.
Okay.
And so it's a warm, really good movie, and if you're into iPhones and romantic comedies, this one's not really a comedy. I highly recommend it.
Okay, now
it's a cut above the kind of stuff you see on the straight Hallmark Channel.
Okay, I feel like we're gonna break a little news here. So if you're listening to this podcast while you're doing other things, and you're a longtime fan of listening to John and I talk about what we watch, I'd like you to sit down because this is gonna be. This is going to be some big news for you. John, you have a particular episode of a particular show that you would like to talk about. And I'm going to let you go ahead and break it to the audience.
Well, as many people know through my writings, I worked for NASA. I was a summer intern in Houston for two different summers. And my wife joined me as a summer intern the second time. Mm-hmm. And we got pretty well known around the building. We worked in Building 4, the astronaut building. And my wife came up to me one day and said, they need some people on the astronaut softball team, and they kind of like us. Do you want to play on the astronaut softball team? So I did, and I got to know Judy Resnick and Al Onizuka, and I got to know George Abbey, because after every softball game, we went out for pizza. And I think George Abbey was kind of sizing me up as a mission specialist, because I was working on a PhD in physics at the time. So I know NASA pretty well, and I was an Air Force officer, and I worked for Martin Marietta and then Lockheed Martin Astronautics. So I have a really solid astronautics and space background, in addition to a bachelor's in astrophysics. So when For All Mankind came along, I had a kind of a bad taste in my mouth, because, you know, it's fiction. It's based on historical events and historical people, and they use footage from the Gemini and Apollo program, and they use, you know, actual names of characters, but fictionalize them. Uh-huh. And the emotional undertones of For All Mankind didn't really appeal to me. I really liked Disney Plus's The Right Stuff, mm-hmm. with Patrick Adams starring as John Glenn. I thought that was a lot better. So the first two episodes of For All Mankind kind of upset me. And I've told Brian Chaffin about this over and over. And he's carried on with it. And we've had a kind of a running battle about it. But I was not feeling well one afternoon and got tired of DirecTV. So I switched over to the Apple TV and fired up For All Mankind and started catching up. And I got to episode 3 of the first season, called Nixon's Women. Uh-huh. What happened was, in this fictional timeline, this other universe timeline, the Russians put a woman on the moon before we do. And they make a big deal out of it. And Nixon gets all twisted about it, decides that America has to have a woman on the moon too. So he orders NASA to start a women's astronaut program. Yep. And they have to really kind of dig in the bottom of the barrel to find a woman who's got plenty of flight hours and experience and is physically qualified to become an astronaut. And episode 3 is called Nixon's Women, where Deke Slayton, the head of the astronauts, enlists 20 candidates and starts eliminating people who fail exams and fail their flight tests, and working his way down to just a few women who are qualified for flight. Mm-hmm. And one of the remarkable segments of that episode is the desert survival exercise, which is not far off from reality and is a very good episode. Mm-hmm. And I highly recommend it. It's because my wife has a PhD and she worked for NASA too. You kind of get a feel for the kind of people that you hang around with, and kind of the way they think and the way they act and behave themselves. And they did a really good job with these women astronauts.
Okay. So you're liking it. It seems like maybe you're liking it a little better now, because it seems like the... like, it's shifted a little bit. So you've watched subsequent episodes, I'm guessing.
Yes, I did. I'm going to continue and see how it goes.
Okay.
See what I think now. Because that episode 3, Nixon's Women, season 1, was so good, mm-hmm. that it's got me fired up to see if there's anything more like that that's worth watching.
I think, now, I have no, full disclosure, in case anyone was wondering, I have zero experience with NASA, aside from being a kid and desperately wanting to be an astronaut. And when you wear glasses the size of mine and your feet are as flat as mine, that turns out to come off the list of things you want to be when you grow up pretty fast. So I have no experience with it, but I think there's another couple of episodes coming up that after that one, not too long after that one, I think there's a couple more that are going to maybe help shift your perception a little bit. So I'm very hopeful.
For all you wannabe astronauts out there, to be an astronaut, it's helpful to have jet pilot experience.
Yep.
And you have to have 20/20 vision.
Yep.
But when I was thinking about becoming a mission specialist, the eyeglass requirement was relaxed. And you could wear glasses as a mission specialist. So you don't actually fly the space shuttle in those days, but you were in the back doing science experiments.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I don't know how it is today, but if you're interested in becoming an astronaut, check out what the revision requirements are.
Yeah. definitely. So, all right. Well, that's going to do it for us today. I don't have any picks because I know you came totally prepared today with a big long list. So we will talk about those in a future episode when we have some to swap. For All Mankind is one that I've gotten into. I won't say it holds a special place in my heart, but I have liked it and I've been enjoying watching it. I know these won't be for you, John. I've been into the Marvel shows a lot. I watch those very much and enjoy them greatly over on Disney Plus. That's basically where a lot of my time has been going is watching those and then watching them again because I like to go back through and see if I missed stuff the first time around. So,
I don't know if I said it before, but I have a big thumbs up for Disney Plus's The Right Stuff.
Yes, I know. We've mentioned it, I know, a couple of times. So I know it's been, because
yeah.
I remember adding it to show notes. So I know it's in there somewhere. If you have things that you think John and I might like to watch, or if you wish to agree or disagree, however strongly, with some of the stuff that we pick, you can do that at observations@macobserver.com, TMO Daily on Twitter, or by leaving comments in the show notes. John, as always, thank you so much for coming by. It's always a treat to have you.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And I hope y'all have enjoyed this TV Tuesday. I am your host, Kelly Gamon. I will talk to all of you tomorrow. In the meantime, be excellent to each other. Let's be careful out there.